Welcome to the Super Chunky Podcast with your host, Christian Burt. Oh God, what episode is this? Five. All right, welcome to episode 5. I've decided I'm going to start doing that in the recording instead of, you know, in the little intro. I'll save some time.
Okay.
Yeah. So what are you drinking?
Something super exciting. Not exciting. It's like Target sparkling water.
Yeah.
It's, you know, sparkling water sort of my go-to. I'm sure it's not good for me, but I don't like the Target stuff, but that's where I was and I needed some. So I can't even tell you what flavor it is because it's so tasteless to me. It's just not. It hits the carbonation spot, but not the flavor spot.
Right.
So right. I'm drinking it up.
Yeah, I'll get some sparkling water stuff, and usually I'm not keen on the flavor, so then I get those little, like, Crystal Light or Mio drink things, mm-hmm. and I'll add my own flavor to it.
Yeah, it's just, it's the artificial sweetener in these that I don't like.
Yeah.
But.
Me, I just have Mountain Dew today. I'm like, I need to wake up.
That's fair.
I was up a little bit back and forth this last night, like 3, 4, then 6. And then I just kind of laid there and read for a little bit. And next thing I knew, it was noon. And I was like, what the crap just happened? My wife came in and was like, it's time to get up. Aren't you supposed to record today? And I'm like, oh, crap.
Whereas I got up at, well, I woke up at 7. My older cat, today is his 17th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Guinness decided that it was time at 7 o'clock to wake me up. I don't know why, because he went back to sleep right after that. but I never could fall back asleep, and it really screws things up if I sleep too long anyway. So yeah. I just stayed up and then got started on something that I'm going to talk about later.
All right. So what's happened to you? I looked at our show notes and realized we haven't recorded in a month.
Yeah. Stuff.
Lots of stuff.
I don't know. My life isn't that exciting. But, let's see. So, what's going to talk about? I've been playing a lot more Pokemon Go. I think in part because, well, I don't know. I finally figured out how to do a raid.
Ooh.
So, yeah, there's actually a Ravelry group for Pokemon Go. Imagine that. And someone actually sort of explained it in words that made sense to me. Like, understanding that I don't know all the stuff that a lot of other people know.
Right.
So, because sometimes, like, there's a Pokemon group, like, Pokemon Go Twin Cities Facebook group or something like that, that like people talk like everybody knows what they're talking about. I'm like, right. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right. And it's not like they explain things in the game either.
Right. Exactly.
Because like that blue glowy thing, I think we talked about that before. I thought that they meant they were more powerful. So here I was deleting out or trading out higher right. Pokemon, realizing, no, that just means they're the ones you catched in the last 24 hours. Catched? Felt so stupid. Caught, catched.
So it's kind of, I don't know. So someone explained sort of like more basic anyway than what I've seen before. It still didn't tell me everything I wanted to know, but explained, you know, like there are ones that if you're like, because you can't do raids until you're level 20, and I'm level 24, almost 25. And so like her explanation made me realize, oh, I can do a level 1 raid by myself. I don't have to find some other people to do it. And it just happened that day there was one that was starting at the gym that's at my work, like right after my work hours ended.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, well, I'll just stay a few minutes and see and check this out. And sure enough, I was able to defeat the Pokemon of that particular raid. It was a Whalmer, and I've had a zillion Whalmers, but I still got, you know, I figured it out. So right. doing that with other people, I think, is going to still take more organization. That I don't know how to, you know, like, I'm going to have to find you and maybe my mom and whoever.
Well, because I've got two field research things that are both like due to raid battles. Yeah. And I'm like,
that's exactly where I got stuck is when I all of a sudden had to do a bunch of battles and raids. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know how to do any of that. So I think the raids are, or I mean, the research stuff is actually changing at 3 o'clock today.
Oh, okay.
We're supposed to be getting new July things. So I'm hoping that that means that they reset and we can start on some new projects. Because I did finish the one that was like complete one raid. And then I got a new one and it was throw an excellent throw. And I did it. It was like, whoa, how did I do that? That was fast.
Right.
I get great throws quite a bit. And nice pretty often, but excellent is a pretty rare thing. So yeah. It was like, whoa, that was special. But then I got another one that I can't do. So I hope that they really do reset, because that would be amazing. Well, and then, that's part of what I don't, this research thing is sort of new, so I'm not sure. Yeah.
Well, and then they just released that whole, friend thing.
Yeah.
Which I think it's fun. Okay, so you can send gifts, you can trade things, but the part that I love the most is I can actually see people's stats. And so I have this one.
I can see my own.
Right?
Well, like, what are my stats for that?
Well, I can tell you. I can let you know. But I have one friend who's also named, her nickname is Berta. I love it. But I was looking at hers and I was like, holy crap. She has won 2,290 battles.
Holy crap.
She's walked 1,015 kilometers. And this one's really going to floor you. She has caught 20,939 Pokemon.
No, I caught that yesterday. No, I'm just kidding. Although I did catch a whole bunch yesterday. So my project for yesterday morning, I'm going to use the term project somewhat loosely in this discussion today. But because this is not the one I was mentioning when we were chatting earlier. But I had a project to clear out extra Pokemon. That's something that I'm terrible about keeping up with.
Right.
I keep like buying more space. I mean, in 2 years, because the game came out, July of 2016. Over that time, I think I've spent a grand total of $30 on buying Pokecoins and whatever.
I don't even want to know what I've spent.
I mean, it might be 40, but I'm pretty sure I've only done it like 3-ish times where I've like gotten $10 worth or something like that. Mostly for space and for Pokemon space and for inventory, like for items and stuff.
Right.
And they're kind of, it's like, I have a lot of room for way more than what I need. So I went through and I was I've been kind of limiting it to like 3 of each kind, but now I'm trying to get it down to 2 of each kind. Eventually I don't need even that many, but I'm trying to keep a little bit extra for when I'm doing evolving and stuff.
Right.
To like sort of have I don't know how to explain what my thought process is there.
I get it.
I got it to the point where I had space for over 200 Pokemon. And so yesterday I needed to go get some groceries and other random things like allergy medication. And first I went to, the Michaels at Pheasant Ridge.
Yes.
Whatever that shopping center is called.
The Village.
And I just wanted to, because I know, the main thing, I decided to pop into Michaels since I was there just to see if they had any notebooks. The answer was no. I know that there are three Pokestops in that area.
Yep.
One is at that Bonfire restaurant, and then there are just a couple others. And I was trying to keep up my streak because you get more points for, the more days in a row you hit a Pokestop, you get extra points.
Yep.
And it's really hard for me to get 7 days in a row. And in fact, unless I decide to get off my butt and go somewhere, I'm stuck at 6. And so like yesterday was 6. So that was my main thing. So I was just double checking where those were. So, but then about, 15 Pokemon popped up on my map. So I saw 2 that were new to me. So I got those and I did a bunch of others. And then, here's the thing. I charged my phone before I left, or I made sure it was all, it was like 98% or something before I left for my errands. And I actually left it on, like, running, with the screen off. Like, if you put your phone upside down, it'll turn off the screen will go dark or whatever.
Right.
And so between Michael's and Walmart, I'm not proud about shopping at Walmart, but they have things that I can't find other places. But between those two places, I walked like 2 kilometers. I hatched 4 eggs yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And plus I caught a bunch of new things, including 3 new ones. One was at McDonald's. And when I decided that it was getting really late and I didn't want to deal with making food. Like, I was at Walmart for like an hour and a half trying to find different things. So, So I caught a whole bunch of things. So that is a good place to go.
Yes.
If you just want to go catch a bunch of stuff. And there are the 3 focus stops, so that's kind of nice.
Right.
Part of the whole thing, too, is like I'm kind of really looking forward to the Harry Potter version of this game. I don't know when it's coming out, but I'm waiting with bated breath.
Okay, do you want to know what your stats say?
Sure.
Okay, it says you've got 1 battle won.
Really?
Yeah.
When was that?
I don't know. It must have been raid you just did or whatever by yourself.
Well, no, battles are different than raids.
Oh.
But I might have tried one once, and probably before I did research. So. Okay.
You've walked 33.09 kilometers.
Okay. 2 of those yesterday.
Right. And you've caught 1,801 Pokemon.
Oh, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
I took 2 very long breaks. Like, I started playing right away when it came out, but I didn't play for several months at a time, a couple of times during those 2 years, so... but I've been playing pretty consistently since like this past winter.
Right.
So that's one of the things.
Yeah, that I'm looking at mine. I am really annoyed that they don't tell you your own stats.
Well, at least not anywhere where I can find them.
No.
So, yeah. I'd like to know yours.
Sure.
Friends. Oh. Of course, I have to wait for it to like.
And has yours been like? Mine has been loading, and then as soon as I click like the okay or whatever to clear the whatever, then it kicks me back out again. I have to load it again.
Well, there are probably some server things because of some events that are going on.
Okay.
That thing in Germany and whatever. I can send you a gift. Oh, I only have 1 left. Okay.
I don't know if I have any left, actually. I should check.
So far, it looks like it maxes out at 10 at a time in my inventory. Like,
okay.
I think I can collect more than 10 a day, but I can only have 10 at a time. That's why I was like, I got to friend you so that I can send you stuff and get it out of my inventory. But it just keeps coming up to 10. Okay, battles won, 9.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, surprise. Walking distance, 37 kilometers.
Okay.
And Pokemon caught 1,038.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was more than I thought.
You're only level 22.
Yeah. What level are you?
Do you have any 24, and I'm really close to 25, but that's mostly because I used a lucky egg the other day. Okay. On Friday, I used a lucky egg, and I evolved a crap ton of stuff I've been saving up. So, and I still have, I actually made a list yesterday of all the ones, like the regular Pokemon that are ready to evolve. I have enough candy to evolve them. So that's, I'm going to use another lucky egg for that.
Okay.
And then... my Pokemon screen has a rainbow in the distance. I've never seen that before.
What?
I know. I have to take a photo.
Like on the main screen?
Yeah, like I'm seeing me and a couple of Pokemon in my house.
Oh.
And there's a rainbow off in the distance, which is totally appropriate because it was raining earlier and it's brighter now.
I'm not that lucky.
Hmm. It's sort of off in... Oh, no, it's in the other direction from where you live. So, I can't see the whole thing at once. Can I back out for to see the whole thing?
This is a great podcast we're playing.
I know. Because, I can see both sides of it to the north, like, directly north of me, but I can't see...
Oh, this Aron thing is driving me nuts. I can't catch him.
They're tricky little devils.
Yeah.
Now I have a Pidgey and a Tauros in my yard. I don't have a yard. The Pidgeys I save up for evolving because they're only 12 candies. I have some strategy, sort of. But I've been catching so many that my inventory for Pokeballs is really low.
Yeah, when I was at the hotel, I was lucky enough that there were 3 Pokestops. right from my room. I was like, nice.
But I have a Pokestop in a gym at work. So, like, I mean, obviously, I can't play.
I have a gym at work.
But I hit the Pokestop sometimes. Oh, so cute. When I went to do the Tauros, the rainbow's right behind him.
Oh.
Super cute. Not a super cute picture of him, but maybe I'll cancel that one. I'll try again.
Yeah, I have a Pokestop or a Poke Gym at work, but it's just out of range from where my desk is. I was like, oh. And that's the only thing. Everything else is like across the street or 2 miles down. And I drive by the fair every day and you can just see the hundreds of stops and it's always open. I'm like, I could just drive around in there for a little bit.
Right. Yeah. So I'm sort of spoiled with the Pokestops at work, but I still have to, like, you know, hit them. So I kind of do it like when I'm walking to and from places or, you know, whatever, where it's where I can multitask by walking and grabbing items while I'm walking. That was very poorly phrased. But this is going to be great.
Right.
This is going to be great. This is going to be our best episode ever.
I know, right? We've already went off the rails.
There were rails?
Sort of, because we were talking about what's new in our lives. And I mean, we kind of talked about it. We do have the Fireman Calendar launch party to talk about.
That's true. That's true. We went to Stephen B. on the 22nd for the Midwest Firefighter Calendar release party. It was awkward.
It was a little bit. I was surprised there was not more people there.
I was surprised by how few people there were. I was also surprised by how little seating there was.
Yeah.
It was like, it seemed as though there was maybe some intention to have some sort of runway-ish sort of thing, but I don't know exactly how that would have worked. And like, I can't stand for that long because of a very minor, hardly bothers me at all back problem. The only problem is if I stand for too long, I start having some neuropathy.
Mm-hmm.
So that started to get uncomfortable. Walking helps. So that's why I kept walking around.
Yeah.
but yeah, had some wine. Saw a couple of people who apparently were firefighters.
Yep. They took off their shirts.
Yeah. Yeah. Took a picture with Mama Crystal.
No calendars.
Yeah. It was awkward, but I bought the special limited edition yarn that was made for that event.
Right.
As I do. But
And I bought glitter lip gloss stuff.
Oh, nice. Oh, and they finally had the stitch markers that I love, the Cocoa Knits little stitch markers. I needed another package of the small, and it's like, I was looking for them all shop hop and couldn't find
them. Right,
and
nobody had them. Yeah.
Right. And so I knew that Stephen B. carries Cocoa Knits. They just didn't have that size in stock, but they did. So I bought a pack. Yay.
Yep.
It was fantastic. Not that I'm knitting or anything.
Right. Same.
When I knit again, I'll have stitch markers.
It's been too hot.
Yeah.
This weekend especially is horrible.
Like we talked last episode, I was in kind of both a reading slump and a knitting slump. And my reading slump is getting better. But not so much with the knitting.
You and me have like the same waves because I also have been in a reading and knitting slump and I've been like forcing myself to read, but knitting, no, not so much. I did some yesterday.
We hardly even like talk or see each other.
I know.
Now that the shop is closed. So, that firefighter thing was the first time in a little while. Right. And
I'm hoping by the fall it'll go back to normal. I have these next, like this month, June, July, and August. Almost every weekend it seems like it's crazy busy for me. And I'm like, this is my summer. What the hell is happening? And like, I've only got one kid now in school because the one just graduated this June. I'm like, where are my weekends going?
Yeah, that isn't my problem.
No.
I don't know exactly what my problem is. I mean, I have some weekends that have some things going on, but I saw a movie in a theater.
Which one?
Jurassic World
Forgotten Kingdom.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
I keep trying to call it Forbidden Kingdom, and I'm like, that's not it.
And our friend Walker just saw that, too.
Yeah, yeah. I went with my mom. She took me for my birthday.
And happy birthday.
Thanks.
It was your birthday last month.
Yes. Last month was yesterday.
Right.
But yes. I mean, she didn't have to... because I belong to AMC Stubs,
yep.
She didn't have to, she only paid for my movie. My Stubs covered my pop and popcorn. So that worked out great. Yep. I just finished my popcorn yesterday. Now I need more. Like one of my favorite things. I do not recommend the new, like I was planning to get a soft pretzel. That was going to be my treat since my pop and popcorn was covered. But they don't have the flavored ones as soft pretzels anymore. They just have soft pretzel bites.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that might be okay. They were not as good. And they cool off really fast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was, I mean, they were okay. But I'm not sure if they were worth what I paid, which I actually also had some rewards to redeem. So I only paid $2 for that, which I'm, since I used a $5 reward, that was really expensive bites.
Yeah.
But I mean, there were a good number of them. And then you got with the cinnamon sugar, whatever that I got, you got like an icing.
Oh, dip. Yep.
The gal accidentally, as she's handing it to me, she's like, oh my gosh, I put cheese in there. And I'm like, yeah, that wouldn't really be the same. So yeah, maybe the regular pretzel bites are better, but I was not super impressed with the cinnamon and sugar ones.
Yeah,
and the icing was just too sweet.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've never cared for bites. Give me the whole freaking pretzel.
Well, yeah. So, and then, but they have some new, like 1 pound or 1.5 pound or something giant pretzel thing. It's like $20.
Jesus.
Yeah, I didn't get that either. But yeah, but the movie was okay, but it was so nice to actually see a movie in a theater. I don't think I've seen one yet this year.
Wow.
I miss seeing
you guys movies. Didn't, well, they didn't do that Oscar thing this year?
Oh, yeah, we didn't do that.
Oh, okay.
It just the times when it was available just didn't work out with other stuff to make it so that it wasn't super crazy busy.
Right.
So, but yeah, that whole, well, and I think that we were thinking that we would do it in 2 days instead of the 24-hour one. But right. Then, yeah, that got complicated with other stuff too. So, but yeah, it's the times that we've done it. Was it 2 or 3 times now? We've done the, Mom and I have gone to see the, all the Oscar nominees in 24 hours. And it's really cool. It's also sort of exhausting.
Yeah.
And it kind of messes up my schedule for a few days to do that. And it's hard to stay awake for some of them. But yeah, no, we didn't do that this year.
Okay.
So yeah, I like seeing movies in theaters.
What else happened this month? Oh, I went to the Pride after our launch party that following weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Did you put launch party in quotes? Because, like, air quotes?
No, but I should have.
Nothing was actually launched.
No. There was a mishap with the calendar showing up, and yeah.
I understand at some point we'll get calendars. I'm not exactly sure how that's working.
Right, right.
We'll figure it out.
Right. And the parade had a protest. I won't go into all the details, but...
Oh, yeah. I saw some news about that.
But. Yeah, it was quite interesting. And then one of the parade, the one float near the end I was waiting for, they turned off on the street before ours. I saw them turn away, and I'm like, are you kidding me? You couldn't go one more block.
Yeah.
And then we have July 4th coming up.
Yeah.
What are you doing for the 4th?
I'm having a day off from work. That's what I always do on the 4th.
Me too. I stay in.
I mean, I don't have anywhere to go. I don't have anything to do. And I'm not going to go to fireworks because I have to be at work at 7 a.m. on Thursday.
Right.
So it's a day off with a lot of annoyance.
Right. Exactly.
A lot of noise and whatever, but that's okay.
Since I only work up until Thursday, I decided to take Thursday off.
Ah,
so well. I have a long weekend. I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, I
thought about doing that, but I have so much to do, and then I'm going to be out from work the week after. I mean, I'll technically be working, but I'm taking a course out in St. Cloud. So I'll be out of the office for 4 days. So. Maybe I'll get some time off after that.
Right.
Like, I haven't quite met my taking a day off a pay period goal this pay period because I just have too much to do. But summer is a super busy time for us.
Right.
But it can be manageable. And this year it's a little bit better for various reasons that I'm not going to get into. But there's still lots of work to do and new staff and stuff like that. So yeah. I did want to mention, since, you know, just to keep going with some of the stationery discussion in the past, that in the last couple of weeks, the new Blackwing Volumes edition came out. It's the 10,001. And I don't want to get, there's a lot of explanation out there about, you know, the reasoning behind the 10,001, but the number 2001 is a palindrome in both, like, what is our Arabic numbering and in Japanese, how the Japanese write that number. And then it actually has the Japanese characters on the pencil for the 10,001 instead of Arabic, or is it Roman? No, Roman is weird. Arabic numbers. So that's kind of cool, going along with sort of my Japanese themed stuff.
I don't know what happened, but I had a dream last night about those preppy pens that I bought like a whole pack.
Oh, I did buy a whole pack. And then I got one in a kit, and so I've got way too many now. But
then I woke up and I was depressed because I didn't have any.
Oh, well, that might be solvable. where was I going with that? So anyway, oh, but the pencil itself, it's the same lead core as the Blackwing 602, which somewhat ironically, I'd gotten one of each of the main three Blackwings when I first discovered those pencils. The regular, which some people call MMX. I don't know why. And then the 602 and what's the white one called? Pearl. And then I got one of each, like a set that had one of each to try out. And I ended up buying a box each of the regular and the Pearl and kind of decided that the 602 wasn't for me. But then I got this new limited edition one that has that core. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is fantastic. I love this pencil. But instead of buying another box of the limited edition, I decided to order a box just of the 602s to see if it's really the core or the pencil. Because if it's the core, that's easy. And the pencil's actually a little, I'm still sort of adjusting to it. It's five-sided instead of six-sided. And there's a really good reason for that. It's based on a Japanese lucky pencil thing. But it's just enough that sometimes it's a little uncomfortable if I'm not paying attention to how I'm holding it. So I'm not sure. But it's kind of pretty. It's like a red stain on the wood. And it's, you know, it's kind of, it's nice looking.
Right.
It doesn't capture my attention like the 73 Tahoe one with the blue with the texture and whatever, like that one's just gorgeous, but I like it. I've been using it a lot. The lead is really nice for like the newsprint pencil puzzles that I like to do a lot of, so Sudoku and whatnot. So and then the new Field Notes subscription also arrived at my door. I easily could have gotten spoiled on that. They sent me an email days before it showed up at my door.
Oh.
Like, I didn't look at the email and I managed to remain unspoiled, but I think I got the email Monday and I didn't get my package until Thursday.
Oh, yuck.
And so, and then like people were posting about it online and somehow I managed to like avoid it, but the notebooks themselves, you know, can kind of into this pocket notebook thing. They're based on three of the original space missions from the 60s. You know, like how many years ago? Is that 50 years ago now?
Right.
And so each of the three in the pack is from a different space mission. And then they also, for subscribers, you get two packs of three. And then they sent, I think with each set of three, you get like a paper version of each capsule that you can put together from those, like Apollo and Gemini and whatever, I can't remember the third one off the top of my head. So that's kind of cool. I don't know what I'm going to do with those, but it's kind of a cute extra to have these little things that you can put together.
Right.
But, so those came, so I have to decide if I'm going to use any of those for anything. I've been really finding good uses for my pocket notebooks lately. So I started a new Pokedex in one, actually. So, because I had been doing that in my bullet journal, but now that I'm not carrying my bullet journal around, and it was really annoying to be transferring that from one year to the next anyway. So Now I just have it in one single pocket notebook that has room. I don't know if there are ever going to be more regions than there are now. The three that are part of Pokemon Go. I literally have no idea. But if there are, I have room for them in my pocket notebook. So I just have one thing that, because the one thing that that app does not track. So it tracks what you caught and how many of it you've caught. And if you still have that individual Pokemon, it'll tell you when you caught it. But if you trade it in, you no longer have that information.
Oh.
So that's one thing that I figured out really early on and started tracking when I caught the first something for the first time. Or if the first time I saw it was because I hatched it or evolved it.
Right.
So that's what I keep track of. I kept track of a little bit more than that in my bullet journal, but decided I didn't really need to keep track of all that data because most of it is in the app. But I really wanted to be able to see at a glance what I have, what I don't have, what I've seen. So those ones aren't marked off as being caught. And then when I first caught, hatched, or evolved them.
Gotcha.
So just one date. Like,
yeah.
You know, if I caught it and then later hatched it, I'm not going to like write down that I also hatched it on a later date. Just the first time I saw that thing. Or put that thing in my inventory. Even if that particular Pokemon is now gone, I still have that information.
Right.
So I'm weird. It's okay.
We're all weird.
Well, most people wouldn't care about that. I care, and it's a weird thing. But to me, that's part of the collection part of it. So, yeah. I don't know.
Well, and we know we haven't been doing any knitting.
Right? I mean, a couple of times I've pulled out my secret beach scarf. I posted that on Instagram for our listeners
right.
who might see our stuff there. I forgot to write down the name of the Blue Sky Fibers hat kit that I have. I pointed at it at Stephen B.
Oh, right.
That because I needed a new thing that I could put in my work bag for when I sometimes, you know, I have a group that I knit with usually on Tuesdays at lunchtime. And I needed something small and portable. So I started working on that hat, but I haven't even finished casting on yet. And that was almost 2 weeks ago. So I actually did. And then I realized, oh, I was supposed to use cable cast on. So I had to start over, and then I just haven't worked on it again since then. So those are kind of the two things that I've been, when I have worked on anything, that's all. I think it's called Essential Slouch or something like that.
Yeah. I've been working on that 1918 hat. I think I posted or talked about. Yeah. I've just been working on that a little bit. When I've had time. Yesterday we watched some movies. So I tried to work on it then, but I don't think I've touched it at all this entire week or even most of the month. I had new projects at work, so it's not like when there was nothing to do, I actually had other things that I had to try and get done. So normally I could just sit and knit and watch Netflix, but no, not this month.
Yeah, that's not a thing that I have ever.
So did you watch the Drag Race finale?
I did.
Okay. Were you excited at who won or? Yeah, that's how I felt.
I don't know. I still wanted Miss Cracker to win, and that just wasn't one of the options that I had. So right. I was like, to some degree, I wasn't sure I actually cared which one of the four won. I
guess we should say spoilers.
Oh, yeah. Spoilers. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, as I started watching it, which I started watching a little late because I had dinner with my parents that night, and I just was like, I don't know. I still don't know which one of the four I care about.
Right.
So, yeah.
And then there was the butterfly mishap. Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm so glad to know that it was a mishap because I was like, I do not understand. I mean, at some point I realized, I think I see what she was going for. Something didn't go right.
No.
But it still didn't, like, even if it had gone right, it had nothing to do with the song.
No. None.
So
she was just trying to make a really powerful reveal and it didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everything that I've read said that she, you know, all of her practice runs at home worked out perfectly. This one, the environment was, because they have to stay cold to stay kind of sleepy and dormant. And then when they, you heat them up, when they warm up, then they get more active. And so it just didn't get warm enough for them to fly away.
Okay.
So,
yeah. I mean, I feel bad that it didn't go well as planned for Asia. But on the other hand, me personally, I had some glee when Cameron won. So that particular face off, but just because she was killing it. And I like Cameron. So,
well, and then when Cameron and was it Cameron and Eureka were facing off? Right.
Well,
or no. Who's facing off?
No, it was Aquaria and Eureka.
Oh, OK. Both of them at that point, I'm like, you could tell they were both tired.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, they were not, neither one of them was wowing me at all with their battle.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they were both, I mean, I felt like they were both similar effort.
Yeah.
Like, they felt very similar to me. And so part of me was not surprised when RuPaul was like, you're both still in.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But they, I wish that there was like, an interview, kind of a fluffy interview, and then the lip sync battle. Like, have past finales been that uneventful?
No, I think in past...
I've only seen a few, and I don't really remember very many.
Right, so. In past ones, it was more of interview. You know, like a whole, they didn't split out the reunion show, essentially. It was reunion, and then they talked to the individual candidates, and then they, you know, she showed the winner. But it was a lot more interview with the whole, with all of them, and a lot more of talking behind the scenes. So splitting this out, I don't know, has given them more room for entertainment, I guess, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It was weird.
It seemed sort of anticlimactic after the whole season. It was like, and we're done.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I didn't mind that Aquaria won.
I mean,
I'm not exactly sure about all these youngins.
Right. Like, I mean, she's got a good sense of style and she does okay with lip sync, I guess. I'm not a fan of her attitude.
Yeah. She's okay. I do think that she grew during the season.
Yes.
But
she was way worse when we first saw her.
Yeah. I think she definitely learned some life stuff over the course of the season, which is important.
And then,
we'll see.
And now I'm jumping track. Big Brother came out.
Yes.
Did you watch both episodes?
I did.
Okay, good. So we can talk.
And yeah, and I watched just a little bit of Thursday night's Big Brother After Dark.
Okay.
I usually don't watch all, I mean, I don't have 3 hours a day to sit and watch that. But I'll usually skip through and, you know, see if anything interesting looks like it's happening and then I'll stop and watch them. But, I was just letting it play while I was doing something yesterday and I'm like,
Yeah. At work, when I don't want to listen to music or a podcast or a book or watch a show, you know, listen to watching a show, I'll sometimes put on the live feeds and just. So I'm excited for that to be back now. But so what did you think of the new house and some of the new tricks?
I don't know. I mean,
I think
season 20, right? So they're trying to be all super something for season 20 and it's all very, you know, technology-ish based, like at least technology terms.
Right.
And
I think the robot's a unique feature.
It is unique, but I feel horrible for Samantha.
Yes.
So, I mean, this hasn't shown up quite as much on the show yet, but when I was watching Big Brother After Dark, there's this a group of people talking in the kitchen and she's there at the counter. No one is acknowledging her being there.
Oh my gosh. So that's what she meant.
She's also not saying anything.
Right.
But I mean, this is live after the episode from Thursday. So, okay. I mean, so clearly it was already happening before that.
Right.
But I mean, I can, you know, like it basically like they're treating her robot like it's just something there. Like it's, you know, and it's like, well, that's her being in the house right now. And like, there was no acknowledgement. I mean, and clearly they can't offer her food, like, right. you know, or whatever it is that they're doing in the kitchen. But yeah, it's like, she just wasn't really part of the conversation and no one's acknowledging her. She's also not talking.
Yeah.
So I don't think that that's helping.
No, that's not helping at all.
But
because like when you're just a robot-y thing, you're going to have to put more effort in to remind people, hey, I'm still here.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but it was just super weird. I mean, like, I was forgetting that that was, you know, like Samantha's representation, and I'm sitting there watching it.
Right.
You know, like watching for what is going to be happening with her. So, and they're also distracted with other things, like, you know, they got alcohol and, you know, whatever. So,
right.
Guinness, no, that's not for you. Guinness, stop. I have these sheets, like these little teeny mini sheets of stickers that stick into, you know, like they're in the back page of my planner. But apparently one of them was getting a little floppy where Guinness could see it, and he decided to bite one of them. Like, not for you. Those are my expensive Japanese stickers. Go away. Yeah, just because it's your birthday doesn't mean that you get to eat all my stickers. Nope. No stickers for you. So, yeah. But, and I can't decide if I like anybody yet.
Right.
I kind of don't care for anybody.
I do like Sam. She's cute.
Yeah.
She seems really sweet.
Yeah. I've seen some glimmers that is letting me know that there's more there than I realized at first. Because at first she seemed very fluffy.
Yeah.
And, but I think there's more. I mean, she has some good, I assume she's coming up with them on her own, one-liners in her robot form and stuff. So I'm like, maybe there is some good there.
Yeah.
So she's kind of, you know, I'm warming toward her. But, Oh my God, all the bros and.
I do like JC. He's just so adorable.
He also obnoxious.
Well, yeah. He reminds me so much of like Yara Sophia and Nina Flowers, even. Totally Nina Flowers.
Yeah, I don't know who that first one is that you mentioned, but Nina Flowers, I know.
Was Yara on the first season? No, she was not on the first season. She's like earlier seasons, I think, but I don't remember which one. But
there you go.
But Nina, I mean, like the way he talks and everything, totally Nina Flowers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And Nina was one of my favorites. So instantly I was like, oh, you're so cute. I just want to pick you up and carry you around. All right. Well, I suppose, we want to talk about organizing data?
Sure. Well, I didn't get to talk about my project in air quotes yet.
Let's talk about your project.
So one of the sort of problems, issues, something with buying all kinds of notebooks and pens and pencils and stuff is, what the heck am I going to write?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, I don't actually do all that much writing, but I love having all of the stuff to do it super pretty when I'm ready. So the other day, I was just, you know, on Facebook. I think I was reading something from one of my Facebook groups, some, you know, someone's post or something. And off to the side, they have suggested groups. And I saw one for called Sims Journalers. And I said to myself, So I went and looked. And so they're actually, you know, like, I still actually can't quite figure out where the journaling is happening. But, but the group mostly is people who are playing Sims 4, which I do not have. But they're actually, like, the intent of it is for people who actually, Guinness just fell off the couch. Are you okay? He is starting to show some signs of age. He's getting a little clumsy. And he's always been super, super not clumsy. So it's always a little, it always takes me aback when he does something and his gracefulness is just not there. for the most part, he's still fine, but he is 17.
Right.
But I was kind of intrigued by the idea of, well, first, playing Sims. I've spent a crazy amount of money on The Sims 3 with all of the expansion packs and all of the stuff packs, and it's all on my MacBook, and I never play. But so I was intrigued with the concept of journaling about it. Interesting. So that was what the project that I started this morning was picking up. Well, actually, I started with a new character because I couldn't find any of my old saves. I'm not sure exactly. Maybe I haven't played since I got everything installed on here. The part of the problem is that I'll start a new character and then I won't be able to play for a while. And then I have no idea what was going on in that character's life. So I just start a new one. And so I've started new ones constantly.
Right.
So I'm like, you know, if I actually like wrote down things about what was happening, then I might actually be able to like pick up a character, even if I can't play for a month or whatever, and know what I was doing. So one of the things that I did at Walmart yesterday was look for notebooks. Well, that's why I actually popped into Michael's first and found nothing.
Right.
So when I was at Walmart, I found these cute little composition books that have soft poly covers.
Okay.
That's what they call them anyway. They were 7 by 5 inches and I could only find two, and they were like hot pink, which, you know, that I'm not super into pink, but the size and the number of pages was exactly right and college ruled, which is not easy to find. And it turned out I did not know, have any idea how much they were going to cost me because I could not find anything marked for them, but they were 67 cents.
Oh, wow.
I bought the only two they had. So I pulled one of those out this morning and I started my new character, and then I decided to write it like a diary.
Oh.
So I'm kind of writing it as though I am Ramona Raines. I always like, I did like the dice to get a randomized name, but I do like, alliterative names. So my name is Ramona Raines. And then I put in like my personality traits and some stuff. And then I've just been sort of like, you know, I was trying to sit down and read at the library, but felt compelled to leave for the student center, for the university meet and greet. So, sort of trying to put a little bit of the humor of like how weird Sims life is. But yeah, so it's sort of like I'm kind of keeping track of what's going on in my game, but I'm also sort of doing a little creative writing, maybe. So I don't know. So anyway, that's my project.
Nice.
That I started. Nice. And then I'm actually like writing with a pen that I bought from Tokyo Pen Shop. One of the many. They're killing me with all of the, like, they had a new stationery kit come out that I had to get. And then a new character kit was just released on Friday. Had to get. I have no spare money right now because of Tokyo Pen Shop. So yeah, I think I'll be fine, but it's like, I think I'm actually pretty good with like all my basics, but then there was something that is not going to be carried anymore that they still have in their intermediate pen kit. So I ordered the intermediate pen kit and discovered the Pilot Juice Up. I actually bought some Pilot Juice pens quite some time ago, way before I got into this Japanese pen thing. Just because they have like cool colors and, right, and stuff. But I don't know what exactly is fancy about the gel ink and the Juice Up, but it is so nice to write with.
Ooh.
I've gotten a lot of things that are nice to write with. So, and of course, Kimberly, one of the store owners, she seems to have some similar color aesthetic to me. And so there were lots of like purple and green and some of those kinds of things in the kit. And so, I definitely enjoyed that part of it. But yeah, this Juice Up pen is kind of really nice. So
damn it.
Yeah, I know.
So, I'm a sucker for a really nice pen.
Well, right. And that's kind of the thing that I've kind of got into. It's like, oh, so for example, when I was working on my Pokedex, I originally was going to use pens in, it's just a plain Field Notes, little, just one of their plain ones.
Yep.
That they sent when I subscribed, and I was going to use pen, But then I wanted to sketch out a little bit of like how I was going to lay it out. And so I was doing that in pencil and I'm like, this pencil and this paper is like a match made in heaven. And so I ended up doing it in pencil. But that's the thing. Like sometimes it's just, it's the pen and the paper or the pencil and the paper. And I just want to like sit and write, but I have nothing to write. So I had to get, you know, I had to come up with a semi-creative writing project for myself.
There you go.
So anyway, that's,
you're going to have to like post those on the blog.
But then I would have to type them.
Take pictures of them and scan pictures on and put them on the blog. I think that'll be more effective. See. Yeah, because I want to read some of those. They'll sound like they'll be interesting but funny.
It could be. The days go fast. Yeah. I'm already on like day four.
See, there you go.
Day four is a full moon. Got a little weird. then I had to pause to come record. So I left all the supernatural creatures on. So
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should probably get that game. Dang it.
I love Sims 3. I just have not spent hardly any time playing it. I played Sims 1 to death. Like, I played that tons when it, you know, like, back in the day. I blame my friend Barb, who for my birthday, we might have talked about this before, but I can't remember if it was on the podcast. She was, she bought me a birthday present of an expansion pack. I didn't have the base game. So I had to go buy the base game in order to play the expansion pack that she bought for me for my birthday. And it's all her fault. So, and I own, I think, pretty much everything from Sims 2, but I don't know if I played that one as much as I did Sims 1, probably just because of like when it happened. And then I really did start playing Sims 3 after it came out, but then I kind of didn't for a while. And it was really annoying having to like, the only way I could play for a while was if I had the disc. And I don't, you know, my MacBook doesn't have a disc player in it. I have one that I can hook up, but, so eventually I ended up buying all the rest of the packs directly from Origin online so that then I can just play it without a disc. So I did all digital codes and stuff so that I don't have to deal with all the discs. But then my MacBook went kablooey. So I got a new one and then I had to reload everything. It took forever. I now have everything digitally backed up on Origin. So I think I can download everything now. So I don't have to do the discs anymore, but if anything should happen to my current MacBook, but yeah, I don't even know if my MacBook can run Sims 4. So I don't know. Maybe someday when I get a new MacBook, I might look into it, but I've heard that it's not quite as open world as Sims 3 is. So
gotcha.
I'm sticking with Sims 3. I've put a lot of money into it, so I should really play it.
Yeah. Speaking of, I should really start getting back into World of Warcraft.
Yeah, me too.
Because the expansion comes out next month.
And I pay my monthly subscription fee for that every month and haven't played in ages. Yeah. So,
well, I'll probably be on July 4th because they always do the fireworks. And that's since I don't go out. I stay in. Right. I watch the fireworks inside.
I like that idea.
So
I'm going to check that.
Yeah. So I'll definitely be on in the evening. So if you want to do some July 4th playing, we can totally do that.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, we've got about 5 minutes left. I'm trying to keep us down to an hour.
Yeah. Heavens.
I know. Well, our Pokemon thing went on for like 20 minutes.
We should have cut that down a little. See, I don't have a timer, so I don't have, you know, I'm not really keeping track of the time.
Well, when I my Skype thing, for some reason, it like minimizes, but it keeps it on top. So it's showing that we've been on the call for 56 minutes.
Okay.
So we'll do the organizing data one later and spend more time on that.
I was going to say, I think this was mostly about video games.
It was.
So.
Which is fine. Totally. But I did one thing we didn't get to talk about the last time and that I actually finished. It was the He-Man comics.
We didn't talk about reading at all because I still have stuff to talk about for that too.
Right. Well, the He-Man comics, they apparently released, and I got the Kindle versions, and they're on Comixology, I think, as well. But okay. They released all of the, so when you would buy a He-Man toy, they'd throw in a comic. And I highly recommend watching The Toys That Made Us on Netflix, the He-Man episode. Actually, they're all really good, but the He-Man one really talks about how they came up with all this stuff. It's actually kind of funny because they were like, how are you going to let kids know the story? Oh, we're going to make a comic. Like, totally pulled that out of his butt. And then the next guy's like, well, they're 5-year-olds. They don't read. He's like, did I say we're going to have a TV show? But they took the comics that came with the toy and they put them all in one book. I don't think they're technically in order when you read them. But it was interesting to see how different, because the comic came first and then like a year later, I think they did the TV show or 6 months later or something. And it was totally, the book and the TV show at first were totally different stories. Huh. So, yeah, it was very interesting. And then they've got the all of the newspaper ones are in one book now. The whole, then they've got a TV show compendium. So it's like behind the scenes information. And then they came out with a He-Man and She-Ra one. So I got to get the other three and start reading them. But I finished the book, the little mini book ones. And that one was pretty interesting to read and see. And it answered some of my questions on like why the Teela character looked like a snake and the cartoon one did not. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So I recommend it.
Okay.
What have you had reading stuff?
So I recently read, actually last weekend was kind of weird. I sat down, I started a book on Thursday night, like the Thursday before that weekend. I read a little bit, or maybe read a little bit on Friday, but my online book club was going to be discussing it on Tuesday. So I sat down on Saturday and other than drifting off to sleep, because that's the thing that happens when I sit at my in my house on my comfy couch reading.
Yep.
I read all day on Saturday.
Wow.
And then, yeah. And it was like, I want to say the book was about 420 pages or so. And I still had some to finish on Sunday, because at some point I had to go to bed. But I had some. Oh, because I went to the movie on Sunday. So I actually had to like leave my house, so I didn't quite get it done before I did that, but I actually finished it on Sunday. It's like I read a book in a weekend.
Wow.
I mean, that is not, that used to be normal for me. But just with all the other things that I'm doing and into and whatever, sometimes it's hard for me to actually do that. But the book was The Great Alone by Kristen Hanna. I actually picked it as my book of the month pick back in February, so I was really happy when my online book club was going to be discussing it, because I'm like, I already own that.
Right.
Awesome. It's set in Alaska, which I really liked because, you know, I might have family there and I've been there a couple of times. So, and it turns out that most of it is based near Homer and I've been on that peninsula at least before.
Right.
not in Homer, but I've been like in Seward and Kenai Fords National Park and stuff, which is not terribly far from Homer. So it's kind of cool to read a book set in a setting that I'm right. familiar with, although it's historical. So it was based in the 70s and 80s. So, but yeah, some people don't really enjoy the writing. I did not have any problem with the writing. I just flew through that book and really enjoyed it. They're definitely, it's not an easy book. It's got some hard topics, but
yeah.
But I did that. And then I think part of what got me out of the reading slump, or I'm not sure if I'm totally out of it, but I'm doing better, was that I started rereading Harry Potter.
Mm.
And I've been meaning to do it for a long time. I don't know if I've actually ever reread book 7. As I've started a reread a couple times and I never get that far. So I've been meaning to for a long time. I heard about a podcast, probably on another podcast, called Harry Potter and the Sacred Text. And they have an interesting approach. So they discuss one chapter per episode, which is weekly. They started, I want to say roughly almost 2 years ago, maybe. With book 1, of course. So basically, I would read a chapter and then listen to that episode of that podcast. And they... I don't think that they treat it as sacred text like they think it's equal to a religious text or anything like that, but sacred in the sense of it's an important book to you, that kind of thing. So, but they do sort of use some spiritual practices to sort of approach the text and think about the text, and they have a theme for each chapter. So like friendship or loyalty or love or whatever, that they're sort of, you know, sort of looking for that theme in the chapter. The episodes are about, I want to say, roughly half an hour-ish long. They're shorter for me because I listen at 1.5 speed. But it's been kind of interesting, and it's been kind of making me think about the books a little bit more than just reading through them and enjoying them to actually giving them some thought and stuff. There are definitely spoilers for future books in them, though, so I don't recommend it for people who haven't read through the whole series. But but if you've read the whole series before, it's actually interesting, you know, thinking about things in book one or two and thinking about how they affect things that happen in book six or seven.
Right,
so,
right.
So they're only in book four right now. So at some point, I probably will just keep reading without the podcast, but because I'd really like to get through all seven this summer. But I've finished the first two. So it was fun to kind of revisit those earlier books. And sometimes I think they're better than I remember. Like,
right.
They were, you know, sort of early on, but there's good stuff in there. Yeah. But yeah, they just keep getting longer and smaller type in each right. book. So. Like, I'm not sure. I may not finish until September, but yeah. I'm
speaking
working
of podcasts, were you the one that recommended Ear Hustle?
Yes.
Okay. I started listening to that. Oh my gosh, so good.
Yeah. I haven't started listening to season two yet, so I'm really behind
on my
podcast.
I think I jumped to one in season two because the title caught my eye and I'm like, okay, I want to really hear that one. But then I gone back and I'm trying to do it in order.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah. It's really interesting and enlightening about, you know, prison life and some things that, you know, if you don't have someone in that environment, you don't necessarily give it a lot of thought.
Right.
So,
well, and what's interesting, what I found really kind of coincidental. So you told me about that one. And then my coworker at work, who I have to do the 508s with, he's been listening. There's a couple of YouTube channels, the same type of thing. It's from people. One is a dude who's currently in prison, I think. I don't know how that works. And then one is one who has gone out of or have come out of prison and they talk about, you know, what it was like being in there. So I'll have to find those and send them to you because you might find those interesting too then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I will mention just as a sort of an aside to like sort of prison stuff. There's a book called Shakespeare Saved My Life. The author's name escapes me. I will try to remember to put it in show notes. That is about someone who went in, like, it was like a Shakespeare study group in the prison. And you learn so much about that I just didn't even know. So that was sort of the first experience I had with sort of thinking about what it's like to be in prison and, or even what it's like to visit prison and some of those kinds of things that, it's a really good book that I recommend. You don't have to love Shakespeare to like the book, but that was what drew me to it.
Right.
Ooh, Shakespeare, what's that about? And then it turned out to be super fascinating.
Right.
I'm adding The Toys That Made Us to my Netflix list right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that one. I didn't watch all of them, but the Star Wars one was very interesting. The Star Trek one was interesting. I watched the He-Man one.
Lego.
What else? There was a couple of the other ones that I watched, but yeah, very interesting. Like the Star Wars one, the thing that I found the most interesting is that basically when the first film was going to come out, they came to different toy companies and said, we need toys and you've only got 2 months until the movie's out. And nobody could do it.
Awesome.
So they basically had to, the company that they finally picked, they relabeled all of their current toys to be just Star Wars toys. But then they issued out a certificate in a, you know, packaging that once the toys were released, you would get a complete set mailed to you of the first 8 characters. Oh. And that's what people bought.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, wow. I don't even remember that at all. But I had them. I had like almost all of them. So yeah.
See, and I didn't have, my brother had them, you know, like I did not have Lego and Star Wars toys and like, and I remember vaguely like things like the He-Man cartoon, but I didn't watch some of that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I see that there are episodes about things that I definitely did play with as a kid, like Barbie and, well, and again, like I did not own any Legos. My brother got all the Legos.
Yeah.
So. Or Lego, technically. So that's why I think I feel like as an adult, I've been buying more Lego sets than, because I never got them as a kid.
Right.
So now I'm buying them for myself.
Right.
So I don't,
and
I
for
think,
years,
I think things have changed in that regard, like with toys and stuff.
Yes.
Like you can get anything. Like I got Barbies and, you know, more Barbies. And my brother and I both played with all of that stuff.
Yep.
But it wasn't ours. It was yours and, you know, mine and his and mine. You know, like, we definitely had a bit of a segregation of our toys, but right. we played together all the time.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I don't know why it was like that, but.
And yeah. My mom kept like all my He-Man and all my Star Wars stuff packed away so that mm-hmm. my kids could play with them. So my boys, at least my oldest for sure, got to totally play with all my He-Man, which I thought was cool. But then I'm sitting there watching him play with my He-Man and my Transformers. I'm like, oh, but they're mine. I just want to put them on the shelf and stare at them.
Get your own, kid.
Right. So now I look at eBay and I'm like, God, I want to buy them all again. And my wife is totally like, no, you already have enough Wonder Woman stuff. We don't have room for this.
So when we were at Stephen B., there was some discussion about how Attenti bags could be my thing.
Yes.
The problem with that, or a big problem with that, is that Attenti bags are not something someone can buy for me.
This is true.
I can't afford the silly bags, so I can't expect anyone else to buy them for me. Like, I need a thing where, like, you can be like, oh my gosh, Bert loves Wonder Woman, and that's Wonder Woman. He might like this thing.
Right.
I don't have a thing like that. I mean, I have things, but, like, not things that are current.
Right.
Like, it's really hard to find stuff that's, like, X-Files and Buffy the Vampire Slayer these days.
Right. Well, at least I know I can get you almost anything off Tokyo Pen Shop.
That's true. Pretty much, yeah. I if they had stock that I could buy, I really should. I can make a wish list. I don't think I can make the wish list public though. But
well, that's you could always do an Amazon wish list because you can share external stuff from there.
That's true. That's yeah. true.
So
right now, I want to find a Prima guide for Sims 3 University Life, but I'm not finding one. I only find the packs because there are things that I don't know. So for some stupid reason, I sent my Sim off to university on day one, like buy a house and go off to university because I've never played through the university part of this game. So I'm like, why not? I'll send her to university. But I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing.
So you've straddled her with a mortgage and student loans.
Well, no, she's bought it outright. There's no mortgage in Sims 3. You have to be able to pay the cash up front.
Oh,
to
buy that's Sims true. 3. That's true.
And then, and you have to pay for your college before you get there. They don't take it until you've paid up your term.
That's true.
So, and I actually had some money left over. I bought a pretty inexpensive house. So I think I can finish. I can pay for college, but I'm not exactly sure how many terms or credits I need to do to get my degree. And I'm not sure why I picked a business degree, but I think it goes along with the profession that I want, so I think it's okay. So I'm just like, I like guides and
I just liked building houses. That was it.
Well, I like that part too. So I look forward to when she goes home again and we can work on our house. it's on a lovely island with an ocean view.
Ooh.
So yeah. This university thing is kind of boring. She's living in a dorm with a zillion other people and it's like, I got to get back to my house, but I want my good education first. So, right? Well, that was a nice meandering episode.
Yeah. I've got nothing else left. You got anything else left?
Nah, I'm good.
All right. Yeah. Well, I suppose we could close it here.
All right.
I'm Bert.
I'm Christy.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. You can find our show notes and other episodes on our website at superchunkypodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or other podcasting services. All right. That was fun, though.
I could talk about video games, like, for days.
I need to play more video games. That's a problem. Like, well, Courtney's been coming.
I haven't hardly played on my Switch at all lately. Ugh. So I know I played Stardew Valley for a little bit yesterday. But I'm at the end of a season and it's like, I have to figure out some stuff. I'm trying to like build, I have to like make sprinklers so that I don't just spend half my day watering my crops.
Right.
Or maybe I'm just growing too many crops. I don't know, but it seems like I can't. I spend my whole day watering my crops, like making sure that my animals are loved, and I collect my eggs, and then I have no day left. Like, but I haven't done anything.